Massive wildfire continues to burn in Southern California. The Thomas Fire is now the largest in the state's history and still threatens homes and businesses in Santa Barbara and Ventura counties. October wildfires in Northern California burned thousands of homes in Santa Rosa and destroyed most of an entire working-class neighborhood. From member station KQED, April Domboski reports that some residents are adapting their Christmas traditions to devastation.
What was once a crowded row of houses along Hopper Avenue in Santa Rosa is now a vast dirt plain. But in empty lot after empty lot, people have put up Christmas trees. Red ribbons and shimmering silver tinsel defy the landscape.
Morbid? Bizarre?
Festive.
Really thinks it's festive.
Louis Pell and his 8-year-old daughter Lily are staking a 10-foot noble fir in the spot where their front door used to be.
The spirit of Christmas isn't gone, even though like the rest of my neighborhood is gone. Like everybody here is like the happiest they've been in months doing this.
Pell and Lily have been staying with friends since the fire. Their host put up a tree a couple weeks ago.
But this one will be ours. So, and she gets to decorate it, which is going to be the fun part. Good job, Lily.
A local disaster response team has been handing out the trees and decorations for free. The group's director, Caden Schumann, says they've also hosted block parties and Santa visits and even hauled in a big pile of snow.
Kids were having snowball fights.
It's been 15 years since it snowed in Santa Rosa.
You know, it was magical.
Gives me happy feelings.
Lily Pell hangs one of the glittery blue Christmas balls on her tree.
I feel like we're at the staircase again. This is where we usually would put our tree.
She crawls under the tree and looks up through the branches.
Makes me feel like our house is still standing. It's not like we can't ever see our house again. It will always be there. You just can't see it, but I can feel it.
Lily's dad didn't have homeowner's insurance, and he says he can't afford to rebuild right now. He's not sure what they'll do for Christmas. But at some point, he says they'll definitely stop by this lot to see their tree. For NPR News, I'm April Domboski in Santa Rosa.